This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that a new poll suggests 50% of voters in the 19th Congressional District support the current Affordable Care Act health care plan, and only 33% prefer the proposed American Health Care Act replacement bill currently being considered in Washington, D.C. The poll was conducted by Public Policy Polling and commissioned by the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Local Representative John Faso said he would have voted for a previous version of the AHCA and said on May 1st that he would be agreeable to voting on the newest version of the Republican bill, even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the new version of the bill. The poll says that 52% of local voters oppose the AHCA. A March Quinnipiac poll said that 56% of voters across the country disapproved of the Republican health care plan, and a March Siena College poll showed that 56% of registered voters in New York opposed passage of the AHCA. The PPP poll also found that 62% of 19th district voters oppose defunding Planned Parenthood. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said on May 1st she is, quote, focused entirely, end quote, on running for re-election in 2018 and not thinking about running for president in 2020. Quote, well, I'm dedicated to serving our state as our senator, and I'm running for re-election so I can continue to be their senator, she said at Fort Drum. Quote, I'm focused entirely on running for Senate, so yes, I'm ruling it out, end quote. On May 1st, the New York Times listed Gillibrand among Democratic possibilities to challenge Donald Trump in 2020. Gillibrand won her Senate seat by 72% in 2012, and no Republican has filed to run against her yet. Read the full story in Spectrum News. John Burdick reports on Hudson Valley One that Colony opens in Woodstock this month in the former Colony Cafe space on Rock City Road. New owner Neil Howard has expansive plans for the concert venue and restaurant in the building that opened in 1929. The space will also host Sunday play readings, children's shows on weekends, and salsa and swing dancing. Read the full story in Hudson Valley One. Luke Stoddard Nathan reports in the Alt, the state's leading economic development agency, Empire State Development, spent more than $75,000 promoting its own tweets since October. The weekly newspaper obtained the records under a state Freedom of Information Law request. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli has been wary of the state's advertising campaign. Quote, ESD has not quantified what it expects to achieve from its advertising efforts, except in the broadest terms like increasing tourism or creating jobs, end quote, the comptroller wrote earlier this year. But an Albany advertising executive did not notice anything wrong with spending $75,000 to promote tweets. Quote, allocating $75,000 of their online advertising budget to Twitter advertising doesn't appear out of proportion or misplaced. No one would balk at that number if it was a traditional media buy, said Lisa Barone, an executive with Overit Media. Read the full story in the Alt. The National Weather Service in Albany ranks April 2017 as one of the warmest Aprils on record. In Glens Falls, it was the warmest ever, an average of 50.1 degrees, much higher than the 44.6 degree average since 1949. In Poughkeepsie, only the April of 2010 topped this year's 53 degree average. In Albany, a 53 degree average last month was good for fourth on the all-time warmest Aprils list that dates back to 1820. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.